Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to Versus Kingdom Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is June the 21st. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2023, June the 21st, Wednesday evening, daily bread. Thank you so much for tuning to our daily bread, our filling station. The River Living Waters, amen, and the Booth Camp. Today is Wednesday, and when we were in the world, they used to call it the hump day. Then when we hit Wednesday, then it was downhill. So thank you for coming and getting refreshed to keep you going and to strengthen you and to uplift you till you watch us on live services on YouTube on Sunday morning at the Baca Center. So thank you so much. So what I'm going to be teaching now is not so much messages or giving you. I'm going to be doing devotionals just to get you going till we meet on in-person services on Sunday at the Baca Center at 10 a.m. on YouTube. Amen. So here we go. Father, we just want to say thank you so much. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for every partner, Father, that is involved in Versus Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change our lives. We will never be the same in Jesus' name, because not one word of yours is void of any power. So, Father, we just want to say thank you so much for your presence, for your Holy Spirit that abides and lives in us forever. So, Father, we just uplift you. We honor you. We honor your word. We honor your presence. Because we know that you live in us 24/7, Father. We can depend and rely and cling onto you, Father. Thank you for strengthening us, uplifting us, encouraging us, protecting us, and giving us provision and great health, Father God. And thank you for your wisdom and your knowledge that you give us through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit for today, Father. We thank you, we bless you, we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God will give you all the wisdom and power you need. This is our devotion for today. God will give you all the wisdom and the power you need. Fear and trembling have come upon me. Horror and fright have overwhelmed me. And I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Psalms 55, verses 5 and 6. Psalms 55, 5 and 6. Fear and trembling have come upon me. Horror and fright have overwhelmed me. And I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove, and I would fly away and be at rest. How many of you have ever felt like so many problems come against you and you don't know what to do and you wish you had wings that you could fly away from the trouble, right? I have. But here we go. This is David. David prayed that he would fly away from trouble and be at rest. But running from trouble is not always the answer. There are times we must face the enemy and defeat him in God's power, just as David defeated Goliath. God has given us going through power. We can go through anything through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is not God's will for us to run and hide from challenges, from adversities, from storms, from temptations. Amen. But to confront them head on, knowing we can fight a battle and remain at rest. After all, the battle is the Lord's, it's not ours. The battle is the Lord's, not ours. Amen? God won't let us run away from our troubles and keep going forward in His purpose for your life. Get a hold of that. God won't let you run away from your troubles and keep going forward in His purpose for your life. He won't force you to face them, But eventually, you'll realize that these same problems will keep showing up if you don't face them. Boy, I know about that. Like the children of Israel that went around the mountain for 40 years. And if we don't deal with the problem, you know what? The problem will deal with us. And we'll go around 40 years and we're going to have to learn. Amen? We'll have to take the test again. The good news is God gives us power and wisdom to deal with our situation. Elijah tried to run and hide, but God made him go back to the place he ran from and continue the work he had been called to do. After God allowed him to rest, he confronted him about his attitude. He asked why he was hiding and what he thought he was doing. Elijah answered, Out of a bitter attitude and distorted thinking, he said he alone was left to serve God, and people were seeking to kill him. He told God that all the Israelites had forsaken his covenant, destroyed his altars, and killed his prophets. And once again, Elijah sounded as if he was filled with self-pity as he told God that he was the only one left who was faithful to God. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 14. 1 Kings 19, verses 9 through 14. God told Elijah that in actuality, he had 7,000 prophets left who had now bowed their knees to Baal. And he also told Elijah to get back to work. When we are not well rested, our thinking gets distorted and we lose proper perspective. We want to run away from responsibilities. But as we can see with Elijah, God will not allow us to do that because escape is never the answer to life's challenge. No, it isn't, because we're going to have to go through it again. Amen. And God wants us to pass the test every time. So when adversity, trials, temptations, and overwhelming things come against us, anxieties, concerns, worries, we need to just give them over to the Lord and he will take care of it. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct our paths. Amen. And we are not to fear the enemy, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He is always with us. He has the perfect answer for every situation, for every concern, for every anxiety, whatever problem, temptation, adversity, calamity, sickness, disease. He is the answer for what we need. So we need to look into his word, never depart from his word, always keep his word in your heart. It said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. So here we say we trust in him. Trust in him. If you are going through a difficult time right now, don't be discouraged and run away. Like most of us, we do. We want to run away from anything that is hard for us, that we don't know what to do and we don't have the answer, but Jesus is the answer. Trust God to be with you, and he will give you the grace and the wisdom to get through it. Amen. We need not to feel like we don't have anybody taking care of us, because we do. God is the one already that has taken care of everything for us. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Thank God that we have the breath of God, the Zoe life of God, the Yahweh. 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 Thank you, Lord, that you sustain us, you protect us, you heal us, you give provision, You give us everything that we would ever need. It is done. It is done. And all we have to do is ask and receive in the name of Jesus. So these devotionals are not going to be long. They're probably going to be less than probably 15 minutes. But we just want to encourage you to keep listening on Wednesdays, devotion on Daily Bread. And on Sundays, we go live on YouTube. Amen. We love you. We bless you. We thank you so much for being part of First Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change your life. We will never be the same in Jesus' name. We won't. If we're not only hearers of the Word, but we're doers of the Word. Amen. We're not just spectators. We're participators. And I thank God for our pastor, Jesse, that teaches us faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. So let's keep the word inside of us and in our mouth as a two-edged sword, and keep the enemy running, and wielding that sword and speaking the word of God, declaring it, and dominate whatever comes against us that is not of God. We are kings and priests of this earth, and we dominate. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll leave you with these words of encouragement. We are a supernatural people, born again by a supernatural birth, kept by a supernatural power, sustained on a supernatural food, the Bible, taught by a supernatural teacher, the Holy Spirit, from a supernatural book, the Bible. We are led by a supernatural captain, Jesus, in right paths to assure us victories every time. So we want to say thank you so much. We bless you. We thank you for your seeds that you send and online, or you send it to P.O. Box 27, Pflugerville, Texas. Amen. 78691. First Kingdom Family Church, P.O. Box 27. Pflugerville, Texas, 78691. We thank you for your tithes and your offerings, and we bless you, and we say have a blessed week and a blessed day, and we'll see you next Wednesday on our daily devotions. Amen. Thank you so much, and remember, on Wednesdays of every month, we have healing services. So if you need healing, tune in and we will see what the Lord has, what words of knowledge and word of wisdom that he will give to us as we release our faith, knowing that Jesus is our healer and he already paid the price and already healed our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we love you. Be blessed. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Amen.